How irrigation can promote global health and nutrition, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Using irrigation on cropland in less developed parts of the world can lead to improved food security. Claudia Ringler is Director of Natural Resources and Resilience for the International Food Policy Research Institute.
Our natural resource base is the foundation of all food production and also of all livelihoods and of all life. So if we can protect our water resources, we can protect our agroecosystems, it's unlikely that we can continue to produce food.
In some cases, says Ringler, water resources protection involves irrigation.
Irrigation has a very high potential for positive nutrition outcomes and health, but only if we are very intentional about it and there is training and capacity sharing accompanies the irrigation development so that farmers are trained on integrated pest management and also on the important preservation and conservation of water resources for drinking so that they're not contaminated.
And says Ringler, extreme weather events like drought and flooding make irrigation a more stable choice for water for crop production.
To reduce the adverse impacts on food production systems from these extreme events, water as a resource has to be more actively considered in food production systems.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.